Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There are many aspects to the domestic surveillance issue stirred up by those revelations from accused treasonous leaker and Moscow airport lurker Edward Snowden. Warrants to troll through digital databases come from secret judges in a secret court system called the FISA courts, named for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Is that system part of the Fourth Amendment problem here as much as the technology described by Congressman Schweiker just a moment ago? With me is James Carr. He is currently a senior federal judge for the Northern District of Ohio. He served on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court from 2002 to 2008. Judge, welcome.
My pleasure to be with you today.
I see by those dates, 2002 to 2008, you could certainly tell me some things that could land you in jail, I'm thinking, right?
Well, perhaps both of us, so we can move on.
Yes, exactly. What do you think is the strength of the court, and do you think it's been cast as a rubber stamp by the Snowden allegations?
I think its strength is that it represents, as does the FISA Act itself, a compromise between the three branches of government, and I think it serves a very important function. I do think, obviously, that the court is and has been for some time the subject of public controversy and debate, and I do have a suggestion for Congress and for the congressman who just spoke so eloquently and I think to the point about what one of the major problems is, namely the rapid expansion of the technological capability to conduct surveillance.
Before you talk about your reform, can I get a sense of how FISA judges push back, if at all, on what seem to be incredibly abstract and open-ended requests from the White House and the NSA to look at domestic data?
Well, the first thing that you have to understand is that at least while I was there, the government really was a very honest broker. When it came to the court with something new or novel that raised either technological or, as importantly, if not more so, constitutional and statutory issues, it made us aware. It said, look, this particular proposal raises these kinds of problems, and you ought to look at it very carefully from pages 56 to 72 or whatever of our application.
But Judge Carr, is that the same, in your view, as asking permission to do this wild new stuff that we can do? Or is it just saying, pay attention to this, we're probably going to do it anyway?
Well, no, clearly it's asking permission, because if we look at it and we say, sorry, this does not conform to the statute, it's outside the statute, or it collides with the Fourth Amendment, then they can't do it. And that's, you know, absolutely, and that's the whole point of our review of their applications.
All right. So do the Snowden revelations suggest that the barn door has been swung wide open here and that the pushback has gone away? And how would you reform things?
Well, how I would reform things is that I would ask Congress to give the judges of the court, whether sitting by themselves or collectively as a group, the discretion to reach out and appoint a previously security cleared attorney to come in and respond and argue in response to the government's proposal. That doesn't exist today, and it has two or three very adverse consequences in my view, and I think that were Congress to adopt this proposal, it might help the court's operations, it would protect the Constitution, and I don't think it would interfere with the government's ability to do the work that it has to do to protect us all.
So it creates a kind of an adversary process. Would it also be good to have some sort of appellate review process where there would be certain instances where a number of FISA judges would have to vote on a particular request from the government and live with the result?
Well, there already exists the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court of Review. The FISA court that I sat on is composed of district judges, trial judges. The FISA Court of Review consists of three appellate-level judges. The problem is that today the FISA court functions without really meaningful review. If the government gets its way, it's not going to appeal. If the government does not get its way, then, of course, there's nobody there to say, wait a minute, I want judicial review of this. And a consequence of my proposal, if adopted, in those circumstances in which the FISA court had brought somebody in to address a novel and new legal issue, then there would be somebody, if the government got its way, to take it to the next level and indeed to take it to the Supreme Court. Today, that process does not exist. And candidly, I think it is very crucial that a mechanism be set up so that the judges on the court, myself when I was there included, are subject to review in the unusual case where something new and novel is contained in an application.
Well, I love this idea of a kind of an ombudsperson for the Fourth Amendment arguing in the FISA cases. James Carr, senior U.S. district judge and former FISA court judge from 2002 to 2008. Thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.